Well, good morning. It's time to continue with our worship service. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here as we continue with our theme of hope. And this morning, I'm going to share some thoughts about results of hope. We're going to look at how hope reassures believers in this present life. And we're going to examine hope reassures believers in their faith. Hope encourages believers. Hope encourages believers to rejoice. And finally, hope encourages believers to look for restoration. Second part of the lesson, we are going to explore how hope leads to more effective Christian living. And we are going to explore how hope encourages believers to be bold. Hope encourages believers to share the gospel, and hope leads to godly living. And finally, hope equips believers for spiritual warfare, and that is for today. And we also are going to look at how hope enables believers to face suffering with confidence. And our final thought will be on how hope enables believers to face the future with confidence. Hope enables believers to face death with confidence. Hope assures believers of their eternal life. And hope enables believers to face coming judgment with confidence. And finally, hope assures believers of their heavenly inheritance. So the hope reassures believers in this present life. We see that hope reassures believers in their faith. Hope is an unshakable confidence in God, despite one's circumstance. God is in control, not you, not I, but God is. We see that hope is essential to a believer's faith. We hope to be with God one day. We hope for eternal life. And hope gives strength, teaches patience, and brings encouragement. It's important for Christians to focus on that in their path of faith. The Apostle Paul sent this encouraging note to the Ephesians in chapter 1, verses 18 through 19. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his mind. We look at what God, the Father, had given us. He gave each and every one of us an opportunity to be with him in heaven. It's not a guarantee, but it gives us an opportunity to Have God's grace and mercy so that you and I can have eternal life. The Hebrew writer says in chapter 3, verse 6, but Christ was faithful as a son of his house, whose house we are. And that is the truth. That's you and I. If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end, that's what we are seeking, to be with God eternally. The Hebrew writer goes on to say in chapter 10 and verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. God's word is constant, and he is going to reward you and I if we are faithful. He is going to give us grace and mercy that we all so need. We can't merit heaven on our own. We need God's grace and mercy. So hope encourages believers. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to hope, and that is a demonstration of God's love for us. We also see that hope given by the Holy Spirit works together to give us confidence, joy, peace, power, and love. So God has given us a helper to be with us, to encourage us, so that we may have the confidence to go forth and lead others to Christ. David writes in Psalms chapter 31, verse 2, incline your ear to me, rescue me quickly. Be to me a rock of strength, a stronghold to save me. So that's what God is, Jehovah God. He is our rock. He is our strength. We have to rely on him, not our own doings. We have to rely on God. The prophet Isaiah says in chapter 40, verse 31, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not be weary. Rely on God. And the Apostle Paul writes to the saints at Rome in chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. And not only this, but we exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring us about perseverance. And perseverance, proving character. And proving character, hope. And the hope that And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who is given to us. That's a very powerful statement that Paul makes to the saints at Rome. And we should look at that. We should exult in our tribulations, in those temptations. Build us up. We persevere. And through our perseverance, we have a proven character as a Christian. And that proven character gives us the hope. And the hope doesn't disappoint because of God's love for us. Solidifies our salvation through the blood of Christ. So hope encourages believers to rejoice. We see in chapter 5 of the book of Romans, verses 1 and 2, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained an introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exalt in hope of the glory of God. That's our job as children of God, to exalt in the hope of the glory of God. And that's what we're all seeking, is eternal life. And hope encourages believers to look for restoration. Here are three future realities of our restoration that God offers us to safely place our hope in. One is a glorified body. When we get to heaven, we are not going to have this body that is susceptible to all sorts of diseases and stuff. We are looking for a glorified body, a healed heart. We are not going to be influenced by worldly things. Our heart's going to be well known. And finally, a home in paradise that we are looking for, to be with God in heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, Peter shares with us, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. So we suffer here on this earth, but yet it's for our building up so that we can be confirmed. It's going to perfect us. It's going to strengthen us. And also, it's going to establish us as God's children. So hope leads us to more effective Christian living. And hope encourages believers to be bold. Look at the Apostle Paul, who said to the saints at Corinth in chapter 3, verse 12, therefore, having such a hope, we use great boldness in our speech. That's the attitude that you and I should have as Christians, to share God's message, to share the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus with those who don't have Christ in their lives. We should be able to step out of our comfort zone and use prayer, use our talents, our abilities, to spread the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ Jesus. We see also in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, Peter says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. That's our responsibility as Christians, to share the gospel message, always being ready to make a defense to anyone who asks for you to give them the account of the hope that is in you. And we hope to be with God in heaven. And we do that with gentleness and reverence. And hope leads to godly living. The Hebrew writer shares with us in chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name, in having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of the hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those whom through faith and patience inherit the promises. God promised us eternal salvation. And it's up to you and I to work towards that to the best of our abilities. And we don't gain it by our work. We achieve that through God's mercy and grace. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. That is so wonderful to think about. We will be in the presence of Jesus. We are going to be in the presence of God. How marvelous is that as a goal, as Christians, to shoot for? Hope equips believers for spiritual warfare. We constantly fight Satan's temptations in our lives. We dwell in a world that's so corrupt, so filled with evil. We have to be on our guard. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 8, we read, but since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. That's what we are seeking. Salvation. That's our goal. But we have to combat Satan. We are supposed to be Christians who live in this world, but not be a part of this world. And I know that's very difficult at times, because Satan has a strong influence. And it's up to us to rely on God for his help, for his grace and mercy. Hope enables believers to face suffering with confidence. We see that the hope allows believers to suffer with confidence. When Peter wrote to the saints in Asia, they were under a lot of stress. They were under a lot of persecution. But he encouraged them to stand fast, to make sure you don't waver with your faith. And the suffering produces endurance. We suffer a lot in so many different ways. Your suffering may not be the same as mine, but it produces endurance in our lives. It strengthens us. It makes us stronger for God. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints of might. When God says something, it's going to come through attrition. And it's up to you and I to believe that. It may not happen in the next 5 minutes, may not happen in our whole lifetime, but yet God's promises are solid. And he said that when we are his children, we are going to share in the inheritance. And that's the hope we have as Christians. Paul writes to the saints at Philippi in chapter 1, verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. That's the attitude that the Apostle Paul had when it came to putting God first. The hope he has, because God promised it, and he was going to go boldly to preach Christ, as we should in our lives as Christians. Finally, hope enables believers to face the future with confidence. Hope enables believers to face death with confidence. Believers can face death with confidence because of Jesus Christ. Jesus was completely obedient to his heavenly Father, and this obedience took him to the cross. And on the cross, he took the full punishment for mankind's sins. The wrath of a just God came upon him, and at the end of his suffering, he gave up his life and provided salvation for all men. And that's the hope we have through Christ Jesus. The Hebrew writer says in chapter 2, in verses 14 and 15, therefore, since the child share in the flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he may render powerless him who had the power of death, and that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery of all their lives. As Christians, we share with Christ, and we are able to face death. And you know, nobody's free from death. We're all born to die. And hopefully, when Jesus returns again, maybe in my lifetime, we'll be elevated. But yet, we know we're going to die. And as Christians, that death is the entrance for eternal life, provided that you're faithful. That's the hope a Christian has. Hope assures believers of their eternal life. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If we have hope in Christ in this life, we are of all men most to be pitied. But Titus says in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of the truth, which is according to the goodness in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. It's amazing. God is constant, and we should realize that. He doesn't waver. And his promises were good for many generations back. Titus goes on to say in chapter 3, verse 7, so that being justified by his grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And Peter shares with us in chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Again, it's God's promise to mankind that you will be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And hope enables believers to face the coming judgment with confidence. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, that is, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath to come. And hope assures believers of their heavenly inheritance. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know the hope of his calling, which are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Christians share in an inheritance. And that's waiting for you and I in heaven. We also see that Peter says in chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope for the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through the faith for the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We are so grateful to have this blessing from God, provided that you're in Christ. So we see that hope gives believers confidence and reassurance in this present life, allowing them to lead effective lives for God. That's the hope that you and I have. It also assures them of the reality of eternal life, allowing them to face death with confidence. It is so important that we have hope. And when we get to heaven, we no longer need faith or hope, but we will have love. The love for the saints, the love for the God, and the love for Jesus. I hope and pray that these scriptures were edifying to you. And if you're not a child of God, we'd like to encourage you to come forward and proclaim Jesus as the Son of God. Repent from your sins. Turn away from them. Be buried with him and baptized in baptism so that you will come up out of the watery grave of baptism, a new creature, willing to have the hope of eternal life. And if you are a Christian who has not living right with Dear Heavenly Father, we encourage you to come forward.